The epistle to be read today for the octave day of the Epiphany is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 60. Arise, be enlightened, O Jerusalem, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and a mist the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall walk in thy light, and the kings in the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thy eyes round about and see, all these are gathered together, they are come to thee. Thy son shall come from afar, and thy daughter shall rise up at thy side. Then shalt thou see and abound, and thy heart shall wonder and be enlarged, when the multitude of the sea shall be converted to thee, and the strength of the Gentiles shall come to thee. The multitude of the camels shall cover thee, and the dromedaries of Madian and Ephah. All they from Saba shall come, bringing gold and frankincense, and showing forth praise to the Lord. In the Holy Gospel. It's taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 1. At that time John saw Jesus coming to him, and he saith, Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who taketh away the sins of the world. This is he of whom I said, After me there cometh a man who is preferred before me, because he was before me. I knew him not, but that he may be made manifest in Israel. Therefore am I come baptizing with water. And John gave testimony, saying, I saw the Spirit coming down as a dove from heaven, and he remained upon him, and I knew him not. But he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, He upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining upon him, he it is that baptizeth with the Holy Ghost. And I saw, and I gave testimony that this is the Son of God. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. All they from Saba shall come, bringing gold and frankincense, and showing forth praise to the Lord. These words are taken from the epistle of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear faithful, today we celebrate the octave day of the Epiphany. That is, it has been a week since we celebrated the Feast of the Epiphany, when our Savior and the Son of God made himself known to the world. Thus, the Church celebrates this feast for the entire week. Last week I told you about the magnificent star that appeared to the three wise men, so that they would follow it to Bethlehem and worship the infant Christ. As you know, the wise men then offered their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. St. Matthew says in his Gospel, On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, and of incense, and of myrrh. Now the gold pieces were not just ordinary lumps of gold. They were in fact about 28 pieces of gold, and each piece was carefully engraved. They were in various shapes, rectangles, trapezoids, and polygons, and each one measuring about 2 inches by 2.5 inches. Each one had a different and complex design. And there were about 62 spherical beads of frankincense and myrrh. And they were the size of small olives. Now, the historical and religious tradition tells us that our Holy Mother Mary delivered them together with the swaddling clothes that Christ, the infant Christ, wore, along with her own precious robe and her holy belt, to the Church of Jerusalem, where they remained until 400 AD. In that year, Arcadius brought them to Constantinople for the sanctification of the faithful and protection and promotion of Our Lady, the Queen of that city. They moved a few times here and there, but basically remained in Constantinople until the enslavement of the Turks in 1453. And then they were brought to an island in Greece by the most pious Queen Mara. Mara was actually a Christian wife of the Sultan Murad II. She wanted to save the relics from desecration and place them in a safe place. And so she brought them to this island of monks, where they are now preserved with extreme care in the treasury of the Holy Monastery of St. Paul on the island of Athos in Greece. The historical and archaeological worth of these precious gifts is incalculable. The authenticity of the precious gifts is based on oral tradition and history. But what strongly confirms the authenticity of the precious gifts is the wondrous and miraculous occurrences attached to them. Even now, there have been miracles and many graces and healings from these holy relics. And at times, there is an indescribable aroma which is given off sometimes continuously and sometimes occasionally from the incense and myrrh. Now, there's also some very interesting facts and stories about this sacred island of Athos in Greece. The mountain island is basically a safe haven for monks. There are over 20 monasteries on the island, and women are forbidden to enter this part of the island. It is said that the monastery started as early or even earlier than the 3rd century. And what makes this island so special? According to tradition, the Blessed Virgin Mary was sailing accompanied by the Apostle St. John. They were going from Joppa, a seacoast city by Jerusalem, to the island of Cyprus. In fact, they were going to visit Lazarus, Mary Magdalene's brother, the one our Lord raised from the dead. The ship happened to blow off course, and they landed on the then pagan island of Athos. The Virgin Mary walked ashore and overwhelmed by the wonderful and wild natural beauty of the mountain. She blessed it and asked her son to claim it for her and that it be her garden. A voice was then heard saying, "Let this place be your inheritance and your garden, a paradise and a haven of salvation for those seeking to be saved." So from that moment, the mountain was consecrated as a garden of the Mother of God. And it was forbidden from then on for any woman to travel on the island. And so even when the holy woman Maro came to the island, bringing the gifts of the 3 wise men and the other relics, she was miraculously prevented from entering by Our Lady herself. According to tradition, as Maro approached from the port of the monastery, Our Lady prevented her in a supernatural way from reaching the monastery, and thus preserving the non-entrance of the holy mount. Maro obeyed and humbly delivered the precious gifts to the pious monks and fathers. The monks then placed a cross where Our Lady had appeared to Maro, and this place is called the Cross of the Queen. And there's a document with all the information surrounding the delivery of the precious gifts, and it is preserved in the library of the Monastery of St. Paul on the island of Athos. Now, my dear faithful, in today's epistle, we read Isaiah the prophet foretelling how the Gentiles would come from afar worshiping the infant Christ. And this was fulfilled just as he said when the 3 kings followed the star to Bethlehem. They came and brought their gifts of gold and incense. And so we should follow the example of the 3 kings and offer our gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And we should remember, now that you have an idea of what these gifts look like, that is not the cost and value of the gifts that were so important to the Holy Family. The gold pieces were not some massive nuggets, nor were the incense some great quantity of perfume. Rather, the gold was simply thin filigree and some tiny pieces of incense. You remember the little gold coins were only about 2 inches, and the little grains of incense were no bigger than olives. For you see, it was more the intention and love with which the Magi gave these gifts to the infant Savior. And so the lesson that comes to us from the Holy Mount of Athos is very significant. Our gifts, no matter how small or insignificant they may seem, can be transformed and be worth a lot when done with great love. For little things are, when done well, they are of great worth in the eyes of God. We often dream of giving our Lord substantial, worthwhile gifts. And so, we often neglect the frequent little offerings of daily life. And so we ought to use our daily duties and those common tasks and jobs that we do each day. They can be worth as much to the infant as those little gold coins in the incense of the Magi. For remember, the greater the love with which we offer each of your duties, the more decorative and detailed each one will be to our Savior. And all the prayers and sacrifices you make will be like those pieces of incense of the three kings, and even still give off their aroma in heaven. The more love and devotion with which you say your prayers, the longer will those pieces of incense burn before the throne of God. So follow the advice of St. Teresa the Little Flower in performing the little duties of each moment. Remember, she used to say, it is enough to pick up a pin with love in order to save a soul. And thus, by putting much love into little actions, which are the substance of your life, is true practical sanctity. God does not ask you to accomplish great actions, but only to accomplish all the little actions of your day with great love. Thus, transformed by love, these thousand nothings become a superb something from which God will draw his glory. Let us then, my dear faithful, use those common things of daily life to build up your treasure in heaven. Be faithful to your morning prayers, the rosary, and the evening prayers. Say your morning offering as soon as you wake up, and offer each morning all that you do throughout the day to the Sacred Heart through Mary. And then strive during the day, even in the midst of your work, just to recall for a moment that you are doing all you do for Christ. They can be offered to him as a worthy gift. There are so many things you can offer up each day to our Lord, whether it is practicing some particular virtue, like patience with a fellow co-worker or one of the children, or even cleaning the house and doing your daily chores. And most of all, remember to offer all these things through the hands of Mary, the Mother of God. Ask her to take your gift and make them acceptable to her Son. And thus your little deeds will be even more pleasing to Christ when they come from his Mother. So pray to the infant Savior now, Divine Little One, grant me the virtue of fidelity to little things, and deign to see in it my thirst for a greater love of you. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.